You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. It bills itself as the live music capital of the world. That's, in fact, its official slogan. But floods of newcomers to Austin have noticed some dire consequences for the very people who've earned the city that title. The musicians can't afford to live there. And so many musicians are leaving town altogether. Mayor Steve Adler says the city's reached a tipping point, and he, along with other city leaders, are meeting at a forum this week on what they're billing as the crisis of music in Austin. And one man they've invited, they believe, could provide the keys to keeping Austin the state's top music city by, well, hanging on to its musicians. That man is Ted Gioia. He is a music historian based in Dallas. His most recent book, How to Listen to Jazz. Mr. Gioia, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me on.
I guess it's been talked about in the New York Times and elsewhere that Austin seems to be having a sort of an existential crisis when it comes to this live music capital of the world notion. What do you think's going wrong in Austin?
Well, many cities face the same problem. They're a victim of their own success. You know, Austin has many great things going for it. It's got a vibrant economy. It's got a lot of economic activity happening in music and elsewhere, and that pushes up cost of living. Some musicians struggle to afford to live there. You also have venues shutting down. So this is a challenge. It's not necessarily a sign that things are not being done correctly now, but you need to lay the foundation today for things happening in the future.
Let's back up for just a moment. I think that once upon a time, not that long ago, when you thought of great music cities as New Orleans, the home of jazz, and you've written about jazz music and New Orleans, but look, let's face it. I mean, some of the greatest jazz out there is played in New York and Los Angeles. And if you really want to talk about New Orleans as a jazz city, it's tough to make the case that it's bigger or more important in any real terms than, say, the big two out there. I'm sort of wondering if Austin might share something with New Orleans in that sense.
New Orleans has produced many amazing musicians over the years, but it's had a hard time holding on to them. This has been going on for a century. You know, the first jazz record was made 100 years ago, and almost immediately after that, Louis Armstrong left town.
Right.
Austin actually is better positioned than most cities because it has a vibrant ecosystem, and a lot of musicians live in Austin, prefer to live in Austin. But still, you need to nurture every aspect of the ecosystem.
You know,
and that could be everything from having practice rooms for musicians, mentoring programs, and all that. So there's a lot to build on, but there's always things you need to do to protect your future.
There are a lot of people right now talking about what's ailing Austin. But as you've discussed, as certainly we've talked about on the air, the essential nature of the problem is that musicians can't afford to stay in this place that was for many years a kind of laboratory for new sounds and for musical experimentation. People just can't stay in Austin anymore. How does any group of people deal with those macroeconomic issues?
What you find is in cities around the world that have vibrant music economies, they have related industries and businesses that help out. So it's all interconnected, and often in ways you wouldn't even think about. For example, New York is the place to be if you want to be a great actor or actress, but where would New York be if they didn't have all these restaurant jobs and tourism jobs, because you can be a waitress in the day and act in the evening? I've studied the jazz scene in California, and you found jazz musicians moved to L.A. not just to play jazz, but because they could work doing commercial jingles or TV soundtracks during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So there are connections beyond music that Austin has. Austin is the only music city in the United States that's also a technology center. Austin is the only music city in the world that also has a network of entrepreneurs, sort of a open-up venture capital system. So I'm more to celebrate what Austin has and look at ways you can really turbocharge that, once again, by learning from other communities, other times and places, what works and what doesn't.
Let's try to distill this to the real world here. As a musician, typical musician makes anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 a year. What could the city do to systematically meet that person so that they don't leave Austin altogether?
They need to have support, and the support could be in the form of housing. It could be in terms of networking for part-time jobs they could do elsewhere. And I'd love to see the business leaders of Austin and the people that have enterprises, you know, create an opportunity to have part-time flexible jobs for musicians so they have sources of income. It's not just playing their instrument, but other opportunities to learn skills and to earn their livelihood.
Have you given much thought to the fact that city leaders are eager to hear from you? I mean, they in particular, I mean, you've written some pretty provocative things about music and the cities from which some of this music comes. What do you think that says?
My goal is to inspire, share ideas, get a dialogue going. I can't be a substitute, shouldn't be a substitute for what's happening in Austin. The single most important thing, and Austin has it in spades, is a love of music. If you just treat music as an economic formula, you're not going to optimize what you need to do. And so one of the most encouraging things about Austin is how passionate people are about music and how passionate they are about music as part of their identity. And because of that, Austin has advantages that you do not find in every community out there.
Ted Gioia is going to be part of a forum this week on the crisis of music in Austin. Mr. Gioia, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.